Taught by the disciples of his divine grace. When the primeval Lord Narayan created his universal body out of the five elements produced from himself, and then entered within that universal body by his own plenary portion, he thus became known as the Purusha. Purport. The words Bhutahi Panchabhi in this verse refer to the five gross material elements, earth, water, fire, air, and sky, which form the basic building blocks of the material world. When the conditioned living entities enters within these five elements, consciousness becomes manifest along with the functions of the mind and intelligence. Unfortunately, the consciousness manifest under the modes of material nature is governed by ahankara, or false ego, in which the living entity wrongly considers himself the enjoyer of the material elements. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purushottama, enjoys his pure transcendental existence in the spiritual sky, the material elements are also meant for his enjoyment through the process of jagya or sacrifice. This material world is called Devidam, or the abode of the illusory energy of the Lord, Maya Devi. The Brahma Samhita explains that the Supreme Person is not at all attracted to his inferior energy, Maya. But when the material creation is used in the devotional service of the Lord becomes attracted by the devotion and sacrifice of the living entities, and thus indirectly he is also the enjoyer of the material world. We should not think that the pastimes of Lord Narayana as the super soul and creator of this universe are on a lower spiritual level than Narayana's eternal pastimes in the spiritual world. Were Lord Narayana in any way to diminish his transcendental bliss and knowledge in his activities of material creation, he would have to be considered a conditioned soul affected by contact with the illusory potency. But since Lord Narayana is eternally aloof from the influence of Maya, his activities as the super soul of this universe are exactly in the same transcendental level as his activities in the spiritual world. All the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are part and parcel of his unlimited spiritual pastimes. Om Gyanati Manasya Gnanjana Shalate Sakim Kamyena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pushtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nama Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasanna Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Kashchakadi Sukhama Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sudaita Gadada Shivasidhi Gaurav Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 So we're at an interesting chapter here called Incarnations of Godhead. We can infer that if there's no criminals within this world, there would be no need for a prison or for prisons, because everyone would be obedient to the law of the land. But unfortunately, this is not the case. Similarly, if there were no rebellious souls, then there would be no need for this material world or Devidam. But unfortunately, this is not the case here also. And so the Lord, He has, through his causeless mercy, come to this material world to assist the living entities to go back to the spiritual world. And so he is incarnated in multifarious forms, innumerable, like the waves in the ocean. And so this chapters specifically dealing with that. And so before I start this universal form of the Lord, I'd like to touch upon the incarnations of the Lord. So we know that the Lord has his personal form, and that is Krishna, the 200 form. Then he expanded as the quadruple expansions of Vasudeva, Shankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. And then from these forms sprung the Purusha avatar, Karanadakashai Vishnu, Garbhadakashai Vishnu, and Kishoradakashai Vishnu. Within the Karanadakashai Vishnu, from his pores comes innumerable universes. And then he enters each universe, filled it with water from his body, and that form is called Garbhadakashai Vishnu. And then he expanded as Kishoradakashai Vishnu within the hearts of all the living entities. And so these are called his Purusha avatar. And for each universe, they are unlimited universes. And each one of the universes, this is taking place. Then, within the creation, he has his leelas, or the leela avatars. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that there's 25 of the leela avatars. And so he comes from time to time to vanquish the demons, yadaya rahi dharma sagana, lane bhakti bharata. He comes from time to time to establish religious principles and vanquish the demonic forces. And these forms are like Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Nrisinga, Nrisinga, Parshuram, Rama, Krishna, then Kalki, Vamana. So then but then there's many others, because there's actually 25 there. There's the Kumar, Narad, then there's Nara, Narayana, Yajna, Kardama Kapila, Dattatreya, Harishira, and so forth. And so that's his Leela avatar. Then you have his Manvantara avatar. In the day of Brahma, there is 14 Manus. And each one of those, there is a Manvantara avatar. And so, within a day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus. Within a month, there's 402. Within a year, there's 5,004. And within the lifetime of Brahma, there is 504,000 Manus, or 504,000 incarnations of the Lord within the Manvantara avatar. So you can imagine how much the Lord is undergoing to help the living entities within this world. Then we know we have the Guna avatar of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. And then we have the Shaktavesha avatara, where he empowered the living entities. He empowered the living entities, or he himself comes sometimes to preach. And so there are some like Kapila, Rishabha, Ananta, Brahma, Narada, Kritu, Parshuram. And then then he has what you call the Yuga Avatar, where he comes in four colors. This is usually mentioned. There is, in the first, in Satyuga, he comes as Hamsa. Hamsa, which is the white incarnation. In Treta Yuga, he comes as Yajna, or the red incarnation. In Dwapara Yuga, he comes as Krishna, the blackish form. And in Kali Yuga, he comes sometimes as the golden avatar, once in a day of Brahma. And usually he comes in his blackish form as Kalki. See, but for this special yoga, he comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the golden avatar. So we find that the Lord has undergone, through his causeless mercy, the task of maintaining and sustaining this whole universe, or not this universe alone, but innumerable universes. Sometimes we get caught up with this, but one time when Brahma was wanting to see Krishna, and he says that this is Brahma here, then Lord Krishna sent a message, which Brahma? And then he said, this is what? The four-headed Brahma? And then the Lord brought in so many Brahmas for this Brahma to see, and he was humbled by them. So sometimes the tendency is to think about just this one universe, but there are innumerable universes that's coming out from the Lord pores like seeds. You see? And so there's innumerable incarnations also. You see? So sometimes when you think about this, and this is to show the Lord all powerful nature and potencies that he create all these universes for the universe within all these material universes for the living entities to reform themselves and go back to the spiritual world. It's inconceivable. See? And so yet sometimes the living entities are not thankful to the point where they become atheistic. See? And especially in this yuga, it would be full of atheists. And even these so-called scientists, because they are misleading the populace with the evolutionary theories and so, or the textbooks. See, it's totally misleading the students, thinking that there is no supreme, you see? And so eventually they become faithless, or the faith are shattered. So it is our task to refute these theories. And so coming back to this point of the Lord incarnation, he also have an imaginary form called Virat Rup form. In one sense, we can say it's imaginary because we can't see it, but it exists there, and I'm going to go to that shortly. And here it's stated that when the primeval Lord Narayan created his universal body out of the five elements produced from himself and then entered within that universal body by his own plenary portion, he thus became known as the Purusha. So this universal form is there. We don't know much of it, really. Srila Prabhupada writes so many times. It is imaginary, but at the same time, it still exists in a subtle form. And I would touch upon the Bhagavad Gita to hear when Arjuna was asking the Lord about the universal form. So Arjuna says, Manyase yadi tach chakyam maya drashtum iti prabhu yogeshvaro tato me tvam darshayatmanam avyayam. If you think that I am able to behold your cosmic form, O my Lord, O master of all mystic power, then kindly show me that unlimited universal self. And then Lord Krishna would say, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Prashyame Parta Rupani, Satashota Sahasrasha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear Arjuna, O son of Prita, see now my opulences, hundreds of thousands of varied divine and multicolored form. O best of the Bharat, see here the different manifestations of the Adityas, the Vasus, Rudras, Ashwini Kumaras, and all the other demigods. Behold the many wonderful things which no one has ever seen or heard of. O Arjuna, whatever you wish to see, behold at once in this body of mine. This universal form can show you whatever you now desire to see and whatever you may want to see in the future. Every moving and unmoving is here completely in one place. But you cannot see me with your present eyes. Therefore, I give you divine eyes. Behold my mystic opulence. Sanjaya said, O King, having spoken thus, the Supreme Lord of all mystic power, the personality of God had displayed his universal form to Arjuna. This is very interesting. Arjuna saw in that universal form unlimited mouths, unlimited eyes, unlimited wonderful visions. The form was decorated with many celestial ornaments and bore many divine upraised weapons. He wore celestial garlands and garments, and many divine scents were smeared over his body. All was wondrous, brilliant, unlimited, all expanded. If hundreds of thousands of suns were to rise at once into the sky, their radiance might resemble the effulgence of the Supreme Person in that universal form. At that time, Arjuna could see in the universal form of the Lord the unlimited expansions of the universe, situated in one place, already divided into the many, many thousands. So this is the mystery of the universal form. Then, bewildered and astonished, his hair standing on end, Arjuna bowed his head to offer obeisances. With folded hands, began to pray to the Supreme Lord. My dear Lord Krishna, I see assembled in your body all the demigods and various other living entities. I see Brahma sitting on the lotus flower, as well as Lord Shiva and all the sages and divine serpents. O Lord of the universe, O universal form, I see your body, many, many arms, bellies, mouths, and eyes expanded everywhere, without limit. I see in you no end, no middle, and no beginning. Your form is difficult to see because of its clear effulgence, spread on all sides like blazing fire or the immeasurable radiance of the sun. Yet I see this glowing form everywhere, adorned with various crowns, clubs, and discs. You are the supreme primeval objective. You are the ultimate resting place of all the of this universe. You are inexhaustible, and you are the oldest. You are the maintainer of the eternal religion, the personality of God. This is my opinion. And so it goes on and on, like we can see so many. And then here it stated, the Supreme Personality of God said, Time I am, the great destroyer of the wars, and I have come here to destroy all people, with the exception of you, the Pandavas. All the soldiers here are on both sides, will be slain. Arjuna said, O master of the senses, the world becomes joyful upon hearing your name, and thus everyone becomes attached to you. All the perfected beings offer you their respectful homage. The demons are afraid, and they flee here and there. All this is rightly done. You are the original personality of God, the oldest, the ultimate sanctuary of this manifest cosmic world. You are the knower of everything, and you are all that is knowable. You are the supreme refuge above the material modes, all limitless form. This whole cosmic manifestation is pervaded by you. And so I'll just conclude Oh, best of the Kuru warriors, no one before you has ever seen this universal form of mind. For neither by studying the Vedas, nor by performing sacrifices, nor by charity, nor by pious activities, nor by severe penances, can I be seen in this form in the material world. Then, my dear Arjuna, this form of mine you are now seeing is very difficult to behold. Even the demigods are ever seeking the opportunity to see this form, which is so dear. The form you are seeing with your transcendental eyes cannot be understood simply by studying the Vedas, nor by undergoing serious penances, nor by charity, nor by worship. It is not by these means that one can see me as I am. So this is when Lord Krishna turned to his personal form. My dear Arjuna, this is the nice verse. Bhaktya tva ananya shakya aham evam vidu Arjuna yatum drashtum cha tatvena praveshtum cha parantapa. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotion service can I be understood as I am standing before you, and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. So this is the secret of getting to Krishna and seeing his form and understanding him by unalloyed devotional service. And so So this verse, Lord Narayan. So I must say that sometimes when you hear here, when we hear about Narayan, we think, well, who is this Narayan and who is this Krishna? So usually Narayan, Nara means water, and Ayana means residence. So he resides in the water. You see, when he goes as within the Garbhodakashayi ocean, he is in the 400 form. See, but also within the spiritual world, in the Vaikuntha planets, he is also there as Narayan in the 400 form. Within the 400 form, he is Narayan. So when Krishna takes the 400 form, he is Narayan. But he is still Krishna, the original person, within Goloka Vrindavan, so forth. So we have to understand these and don't become bewildered. And so sometimes when you read this, when the primeval Lord Narayan created his universal body out of the five elements produced from himself, and then entered within that universal body by his own plenary portion, he thus became known as the Purusha. You see? So as I explained, the Purusha avatar of Karnadakashaya Vishnu, Garbhadakashaya Vishnu, and Kishoradakashaya Vishnu. So, within the previous verse, I think Tamohar Prabhu must have explained that yesterday. I couldn't be here yesterday, but it stated, even if a great genius could somehow or another, after time-consuming endeavor, count all the particles of dust on the surface of the earth, such a genius could never count the attractive qualities of the personality of Godhead, who is the reservoir of all potencies. See, so if even one can explain all of these, still the Lord features are unlimited and his potencies and everything are unlimited. And so we just have to take a humble position, study the Bhagavatam, and do what we have to do. Preach, right? Yeah, so I'd like to stop here if there's any comment or question. Yes, Kalyapani Prabhu.
So, just to be clear, the incarnations of the Lord are spiritual and they exist eternally. the universal form of the Lord is made of material elements, and therefore it's material. And when the universe is dissolved, that universal form doesn't exist anymore. So
it's dissolved also. Yes, that's correct. It's made of the five elements, but it's more than the five elements really. But it's mentioned here: earth, water, fire, air, and ether.
But my understanding also of the universal form is for impersonalists to be able to conceive of God being personal, there's a meditation where you see the trees to be the hairs of the body of the universal form, and the sun and the moon are the two eyes, and the rivers are his veins or his blood, like that. But that is it's meant to help also the impersonalists become
the impersonalists and the neophytes also. Within the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada says also the neophytes, by getting an idea of this huge form, then also he would surrender. Because, you know, I mean, if one sees Krishna just as regular form, he may think, well, he's just limited to two hands and so forth. And then when he gets an idea of the universal form, it's so gigantic and so humongous that you know, one can see, he says, wow, this is it. You know, like some religionists, for example, when they hear about Krishna in this 200 form, they feel that he's very limited in that way. So they feel, for example, even when they speak about the great Allah, you cannot see him. He is great and mighty. We cannot think about anything else. You see? But if they hear about the universal form, they might make some sense to him, because he has to be huge and big. This universal form takes up the whole universe. Isn't it? Yeah, of course. But yet it's dissolved when the universe is dissolved. Any other point or question? Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki.